I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome back to Amazing FBA, the place to be if you're selling in Amazon.com and private labelling products there if you're based in the UK. Although if you're American, you seem to be listening in equal numbers to the UK as well. For our Indian friends, hello, welcome to our Australian friends. Hi there, welcome from your sunny, lovely summer. It's quite wintry over here in the UK, so welcome to the podcast. As ever, guys, remember there's an iTunes review contest going on. It ends at the end of November, or 25 reviews, whichever comes first. I know that a lot of people have been contacting me saying they'd love to leave reviews, which is fantastic. Thank you so much. But they've been struggling with the technical aspect of that. And I will look into that, and I will put step-by-step notes on the blog. So go to the blog, amazingfba.com, and look for that podcast review notes, or I'll put something up how to leave an iTunes review or something along those lines, okay? So just look for that in the menu bar. I'll put that up in the next couple of days. So be patient if I haven't got around to that yet. Today's episode is by popular demand. I was going to do it later, but several people have been asking in the Facebook group. And if you're not a member of the Facebook group yet, do join us. I'm basically growing day by day. I'm getting a couple of requests a day. So slowly but surely it's expanding. And that's amazingfba.com/FB, F as in face, B as in book, unsurprisingly. So I've been getting requests for how to build an email list, because people are beginning to perceive the value of that, and everybody that they know who's doing really well is talking about it every 5 minutes. So it's a very technical thing. I will try and talk it through on an episode of a podcast, but I do think it's going to be something that I'm going to be best off doing on a video. So you can only get the videos from this if you give the email address in. So it's Amazing Amazon Insiders Club. If you wish to join that and see the other videos we have, which will help you with setting up a product listing, what else do we have? How to run a promotion, how to set up a Seller Central account. In fact, I'd imagine most people are beyond that stage by now, but if you need help, you can see it there. And how to do inbound shipping. And if all those things are a mystery to you guys, then go back to the basics, the 10-episode Amazing FBA Startup System. That's episodes 3 to 12. So go to amazingfba.com/3 and get listening with that and get reading the show notes if you haven't done that already. Other than that, today I'm going to try and talk you through this, but let me know if you want me to create a video and I will do that, and then you'll be able to see, and I think that will help. But here goes for trying to do in a podcast in about 30 minutes how to set up an email list. Good luck, guys. Here we go. Okay, so here's the step-by-step. I'm going to assume for the moment that you have a website. And before that, I'm going to talk about, and if you need me to talk about the website creation or do a video for that, I can do that as well. But for the moment, I'm going to assume you're a bit more tech savvy. If you're not, you're probably going to want to outsource this, but still listen, because it's going to be worthwhile for you to know what's involved. So you can get a rough idea of nothing else for how much work it is for somebody else and how much is reasonable for them to charge. Before we do that, though, just a quick moment on why we're doing this, a strategic picture level before we get into tactics, because everyone's obsessed with tactics and it's good to be actionable. But let's take a step back and see why we're doing this. Let's see, we're creating an overall, you know, business here. So we need to have a big picture as well as just running around doing things all day. Okay. So first of all, it's a strategic goal. It's part of audience building. It's basically building your own lists of customers, building a business that exists at least to some extent independent of Amazon. But even more important than that, there are a lot of things you just can't do on Amazon, which is things like going back to your customers and surveying them, asking them what do they want and need and what sort of things would they buy. Okay. Now, a couple of things. First of all, honestly, I have not done this myself yet. I'm on the verge of doing it. I'm busy with dealing with gearing up for Christmas and the big surge of sales that I hope will happen there. So I'm been focusing on sourcing new products. And then I want to get some old products that the sales are languishing a bit, sort of relaunched, and get going with new promotion strategies. So this is not something I'm going to exploit myself in terms of surveying my customers very soon. But after Christmas, I should have a ton of new signups for the email list. And at that point, then I will start going back to them and asking them. Okay, so this is a big picture. But the reason why we're doing it is so big that you need to understand this and the value of it and why it's worth spending money, time and effort on it. So it's important to think that through before you actually get into the tactics. So basically, it gives you a chance to create physical products, but even better, informational products in response to what your customers want. Apart from anything else, it gives you a chance to interact with them directly and not via the Amazon system. Now, if you're not clear about this, the Amazon messaging system, whilst it can be forwarded to your personal email or your company's email, which is what I'd recommend, you know, michael@yourbusiness.com, then or support@yourbusiness.com, nevertheless, you cannot do normal things like you can't put an email address in there, you can't put any URLs, i.e. web address, in there as well. So you're not going to be able to, for example, send them to SurveyMonkey, which is the classic online survey, or anything like that. So it's very, very limiting. The final thing is really just going back to the old online marketing thing, which probably goes back as long as online marketing goes, which is about 20 years now, which is the saying, the money is in the list. So you've got to have a list of people who are prospective customers. Even better, though, we're getting a list of actual customers, which is very, very much more powerful. And it's also, I would say, in the relationship with your list. So you need a way to stay in touch with your list. And obviously, having an email autoresponder sequence is the classic way of doing it. It's not as powerful as it used to be, say, a decade ago, because our email inboxes are all over full. But it's still the place that people go to check pretty much everything. Email is kind of the equivalent of our postal box now. It's not dead. It is, you know, rumors of my death have been grossly exaggerated, as Mark Twain said. Yeah. So email is not dead. Email is more difficult than it used to be. You just need to be more strategic about it. Anyway, that's the big picture. So I know you guys, I know what you're like. You're all action takers, which is great. So I'm going to get straight to the nitty-gritty actionable tactics. Here we go. Okay, so the first thing you're going to want to have is a website. I'm really not going to spend much time on this, except to say the following things, okay? First of all, you need to choose a domain name, and there are various places you can go to for that. There's domain names in seconds, there's GoDaddy, whatever. I highly recommend, for simplicity, if you are not a tech-savvy person, and I'm moderately tech-savvy, I would say, I can kind of do things according to a strict this is what you do next, next, next. I've done that about 10 times. I have set up several websites over the years for various sort of business ventures or freelance stuff, and they have been useful and they have brought me some business. So here's what I recommend. For domain names and hosting, I would use Bluehost. I've tried other people, and I actually use a thing called site5.com for hosting right now. And that's because it was recommended to me, and because various things, I would not recommend that. I found it just over complicated, over technical. It probably is somewhat quicker, and download speed is important for Google search, SEO, and that sort of stuff, right? If you're techie, that's true. But I think Bluehost does the job, and it's simple, and it's a standardized system. So if you outsource it to somebody in the future, they'll understand what you're doing. As regards the CMS, the content management system, I would recommend WordPress. Again, partly because it's extremely standardized. So there's multiple so-called plugins, which are little extra bits of kit you can put on to enable it to have bigger functionality. If this all sounds like Greek to you, then it could be that you might want to outsource this to somebody. And it's a pretty quick and easy thing for somebody to do. So don't pay a lot of money. Having never outsourced this, I can't tell you what a reasonable amount of money is, I'm afraid. But if you go to fiverr.com, F-I-V-E-R-R, two R's, guys, I'll put this in the show notes, of course, then you can get somebody to do this sort of stuff for you, okay? If you're not very techie, then I wouldn't recommend that you implement all the stuff in this podcast, because it is one of the most technical things that I've done so far in the Amazon business. However, it is a useful skill set to learn, because in this business, as in any other online type business whatsoever, or even if you have an offline business but you wish to have an online marketing component of it, then this is super basic and super valuable set of skills. So it's up to you. If you really don't like working with computers at all, then you could be a little bit in their own business anyway if you're in Amazon. But okay, that's something you got to work out for yourself. Maybe you're fantastic at certain aspects of it and not others. So your choice whether you're going to outsource or not. I'm working on the basis that you're doing stuff yourself here. But as I said, even if you're outsourcing, I'd use this so you know what it is people are doing. Okay, so I'm going to talk no more about website creation. If you want me to do a quick video on website creation and add that video to the Insider Secrets series, then I'm happy to do that. Obviously, you're going to only have access to that if you are a member of Insider Secrets Club, which if you want to join, you just go to amazingfba.com/welcome and you will have the opportunity to join it there. Other than that, I'm going to not talk any more about website creation and assume that you know how to do the basics. Okay, so the first thing we're going to want to do, apart from creating a website, is to create an email autoresponder. So let's talk about that side of things. So you've got to choose one. There's lots of things. I've used MailChimp in the past. They seem to be extremely quick to overreact to any sort of spam complaints or what they think might be spam. So I recommend Aweber. It's, again, a very standardized thing. Most people use it. The serious people who are turning over lots of money in their email lists use Infusionsoft. I've worked on that in the past many years ago when I worked with somebody for a while as their employee in a sort of information marketing type business. But I don't recommend that because of the price. I'm not sure what the price point is, but it's sort of $200-$300 a month, I think. And then there's an upfront cost as well. I don't know what it is. But Aweber is very standard. Lots of people use it, including someone like Scott Volker of Amazing Seller, for example. And it's standard. So if you need to outsource that to somebody, it's a standard thing. Okay. So I'm going to work on the basis you're using Aweber. If you use something else, the broad picture will be similar, but some details may differ. Okay. I don't have any intention of creating a series of billions of podcasts or billions of videos talking through how to work with every single autoresponder. I'm sorry about that. So, assuming you're using Aweber, first of all, sign up for it. I believe it's about $18 a month. And as I said, that's when you've got to start looking at the long-term value of this to your business. Create a customer list, for example, product warranty or just warranty, right? That's what I suggest you do because it's the most legit looking thing you can put on Amazon, okay, if they do question it. I've talked before, by the way, about Amazon terms of service. In theory, you're not supposed to be sending anyone to any external site for any reason with Amazon, but it seems that there are two reasons why this is a gray area rather than black hat. One is that it's being used by a lot of people who are otherwise very careful about terms of service, such as Scott Volker of the Amazing Selling Machine and just about everybody else I know, right? Including people who are turning over really big money on Amazon. The other thing is, as I understand from somebody who sells a hell of a lot of health products, he's a wholesaler to a lot of Amazon business owners based in the States. He said, well, Amazon's not actually allowed to open your packaging, apparently. And if that's the case, then they're not going to be worrying about your inserts. So I just want to put a quick caveat in. Everyone's doing it. But, you know, if you're worrying about the terms of service, first of all, this is not somewhere I would recommend going to Amazon Seller Central and talking to them about this. You don't actually want to, you know, advertise this fact probably. But if you're worried, go talk to other experienced Amazon sellers in your Facebook group or your mastermind or whatever you're a member of. If you're not a member of anything, then come and join our Facebook group, amazingfba.com/FB, F as in face, B as in book. Okay, so I've got that out of the way, right? So create a list of customers. Call it, for example, product warranty. You need to create a sign-up form. As I said, I can show this on an email video, but I'm not going to do any more than that. You need to create your first email, for example, saying, welcome to the yourbusiness.com warranty club. This is the place where we have activated your lifetime warranty. If you want to offer that, by the way, the biggest seller I think that exists, or certainly one of the biggest sellers ever, turning over $1 million a month on Amazon, recommends giving a lifetime guarantee. Okay, now there are possibly some issues with that. If you're very cautious or if you're a lawyer, I can understand why you would have issues. I've personally offered that because if somebody, as you pointed out, if somebody contacts you and has a problem with a product, you'd replace it anyway, wouldn't you? And that's certainly true for me. So therefore, okay, you know, then offer a lifetime warranty. Okay, so then there's a more powerful reason for them to come through to your website and sign up as well. So you should say something like, welcome, blah, blah, blah. We've now made you a member of this warranty VIP club or whatever you want to call it, and your warranty is activated. As an additional bonus, we will occasionally contact you to let you know if we're going to be giving away products for free or almost free or under $2 or whatever you want to say in response, in exchange for a review. Something like that. Pretty simple, okay? Optional, you can create an additional follow-up sequence. Ideally, if you have got time, it's good to do that now. You can always add it later, okay? So there's no panic about that. So that's the email autoresponder. Simple in the basics. In practice, there's a few, I don't know, you always have to fiddle around with these things. I mean, just be willing to spend a hell of a lot more time than you think it should. If you think it should take half an hour, allow two, just so if you haven't done it before, so you get used to the system. As I say, I can do a video which will talk you through step by step. If you want, then come back to me and let me know in the comments, www.amazingfba.com/17. Okay then, so the next thing we're going to be doing is creating an opt-in page. Now again, there are different options here. WordPress does, for example, an optimized press theme, which I believe I installed once for one of my sort of online ventures. I think it cost $99 or something as a one-off thing. That may not be the same anymore, but that's basically designed as a sort of opt-in page. There are other plugins you can probably use on WordPress that does the job as well. Here's the thing, I recommend lead pages apart from anything else because it's super fast download speed, and that has a massive effect apparently on page abandonment rates and sign up rates and that kind of thing. Okay, so, and they're geared to it and it's beautifully done. Now that will cost you $25 a month. If that's too much money for you, then look into the optimized press theme on WordPress. That's the one that I've used. There are various other plugins and other complications. Again, I'm going to work on the basis now that you're using lead pages. That's what most of the serious Amazon marketers do. If you insist on using a WordPress theme, then you'll need to find out a little bit more about that. I believe Optimized Press, for example, has quite good support videos, so you could just check that out. I will put it in the show notes, but I'm not going to go any further with that. Okay, so once you've found lead pages, you need to sign up for the basic standard service, which I think is $25 a month. There's various other levels as well. Then you need to go to the integration settings and find the email service provider that you're using, which in our case is probably Aweber, and set that up. It should be a pretty straightforward thing, but if in doubt, then you'll need to contact the customer support email people on lead pages. So again, allow a bit of time in that case that goes wrong. Again, I could show this stuff more easily in a video, I have to say. Then create a new lead pages template. So at the top bar, create, click lead pages, then click create a new page. Choose a template. There's a billion and one different possibilities. If in doubt, keep it simple. You know, you can have video sign-up pages, but that means you need to create a video and you may not be familiar with that and the lighting might not be good. And so just keep it simple, okay? Just look at the templates and choose one that physically looks simple. Choose your industry. It's probably going to be retail. Edit the form. It's fairly intuitive. One thing you've got to do is click on the edit opt-in box setting, and then under integration settings, you'll have two things you need to choose. Under integrate form with, choose Aweber, which should be on the list because you will have set that up earlier in the integration settings. And then under using, choose name of your group. For example, under, you might call it product warranty. Save it, publish it, check the link to the published page works. Okay, so this is very important that you check everything at each stage that the thing works, okay? That's it for creating an opt-in page on lead pages. In theory, it's simple. In practice, you just need to get used to the system, but I promise you, once you've got used to it, it's quick, easy, and they look fantastic. So it's a really good system, but yeah, it is going to cost you a little bit of money. Okay, then next we are going to go back to the website that we've created or have existing already and create a new page. It should be dead simple. Call it warranty or something. I call it warranty. Make sure it appears in the menu bar, so just check the menu settings. And again, I'm not getting into detail here, but if you want me to create a video, I'll do it. Guys, you're going to have to persuade me. One or two people asking me about this is not going to be enough this time because it's going to be quite a long video and quite complicated to do because I'm dealing with quite techie stuff here, relative to me anyway, and relative to this podcast. So come back to me and ask, otherwise I'm not going to do it. Okay, so you have been told. If you want it, ask, okay? www.amazingfba.com/17/ask. So, website, create a page named Warranty, get it to appear in the menu bar, create a redirect to the lead pages page. I used a plugin, it's called quickpage/post redirect. All right, very simple. And then check that it works, okay? So go to your website, click on that, and see if it takes you through to the lead pages page. Then put a name and email address in and use a real email because you want to check it. Click on that, then go to your email inbox and check that you've actually had your first Aweber email sent to you. If you have, then everything is working fantastic. If not, then go back through each stage and check each thing. And this is the real life thing that sometimes it doesn't work first time. Welcome to life. Be patient. You're building a real business here. Allow some serious time for this. Having done this stuff before once or twice, it took me a full probably 10-hour day to actually get this to work in reality, okay? So it may take you a couple of days of sweat and swearing, you know. You can do that. You can outsource it. As I said, the value of doing it yourself is you're learning a skill that you'll probably use multiple times in the future. The value of outsourcing is that you're not getting a barrier to you getting on with this important thing. So up to you, okay? Then the next thing is we've got to get the inserts done for the product packaging, and that is it. Then we have set the system up and it will just roll on its own. Fantastic. Okay, the final piece of the puzzle here is you creating product inserts, and that's actually the thing that's going to drive traffic to your sign up. Okay, now there are other ways of driving traffic we can talk about in a sec, but this is probably the primary one. Okay, first of all, create the wording, and I would just do something very simple like thank you for purchasing blah 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 product. To activate your lifetime warranty, go to mybusiness.com/warranty. Okay. Then create a PDF from that. So PDF on the Word document so that it's more universally readable. Send it to your Chinese supplier. Ask them to quote for creating, printing and inserting those into each unit. Probably be pretty cheap. My Chinese supplier recently, I think, to do this for 500 units was quoting me $56. If you compare that to the USA, I think, oh, I'm just trying to remember how much it cost, was something like $120 for printing and freight to the warehouse. For 300 flyers or something. So what's that, 30 cents each, something like that. And then for inserting them, the labor costs, I was using Earth Class Mail, which I no longer recommend because their labor costs gone up from $35 an hour to $100 an hour, which I just think is the most ridiculous hike in the world. What a shame. So don't use Earth Class Mail, guys. Can't recommend anyone who's just that expensive now. But I got it done recently and I think I had put 300 inserts in. I think the labor cost was something like $400. So horrendous. So get it done in China. Don't do my mistake of being lazy and get it done in the USA. So that means you need to be a bit organized and a bit earlier in the process. And that's why it ended up doing that. So I'm still learning. I'm still working on it. So yeah, don't use the Americans, use the Chinese. It's kind of obvious. Anything that involves labor costs is infinitely cheaper. That's why we import, right? If you get given a choice, specify the size and the type of paper. But I wouldn't be super fussy if you're paying $56 for 500 inserts. I mean, 10 cents each, including labor costs, is insanely cheap. You know, so if it costs you $100 or something, I mean, that's 20 cents a unit just to get it done. That's pretty much peanuts in my book. Other places you could drive traffic from? Well, pretty much from anywhere if you like. But I mean, getting people to sign up for a warranty for your product is a bit insane if they haven't bought your product. And the only people you know who have bought your products are the people who physically open the packaging. Now, there is another possibility. This is definitely more sort of grey hat, which is definitely breaking Amazon's terms of service. And I admit that I've done it in the past, is to put into your email follow-up sequence within Amazon that you're using. And if you're not using that, then that's a whole other conversation, another podcast we have to have swiftly, because that's very important, guys. But if you're using, say, Feedback Genius or ASM, you know, Amazing Selling Machine has its own built-in sort of version, which is the one that I've used, but everyone else seems to be using Feedback Genius. I'll probably switch to that soon. But you can put into that sequence, you know, if you want to activate your product warranty, go to www.yourbusiness.com/warranty. Probably a bit risky. And I'm wondering if that's one of the reasons why sales has slowed down on that product a bit recently, whether Amazon's kind of punishing me for that. It's hard to know sometimes what goes on Amazon and what goes on in their heads and in their computer systems, sort of electronic brain. So that's a risky one. I'll put it out there. I bear no responsibility, guys, if you do that and your listing gets suspended or even your account gets suspended or something. So that's a risk strategy, but it probably would work, okay? I have been doing it, I admit, and also I'm probably going to cease doing it because I'm not really sure that it's doing my account any good. So there you go. There's the safer and the more risky strategies. Ultimately, you have to choose for yourself. You're a grown-up. Do what you want. Just know what the consequences are. And, you know, that's being a business owner, right? But anyway, that's a small aside. Basically, now you have everything you need to know to create your amazing sign-up list. Now, if I were really smart, I would have some amazing testimonials from other people or, you know, some ideas from my own list of exactly why it's so powerful and so amazing. Certainly, I have gone back. I've now been running my inserts since maybe April, May time. Maybe it's even June that I actually got put into the product. So I have got about 50 members of the warranty list now. And so I'm not sure exactly what percentage of people that is of the total sales, but I would say it's very roughly 4-5%. So that's possibly going to be what you're going to achieve yourself. It partly depends on your customers and what you put on the insert. And of course, there are various tests you can do with that. And like anything in your business, as I was talking about in the previous episode, episode 16, if you haven't listened to that, I would recommend that. This is kind of an offshoot of that, which is how to deal with increased competition and various strategies you need to put into place. And this is one tactic of a strategy, which is the tactic is email list building, and the strategy is really building an audience and then going back to them and finding what they want and then creating things for that audience, including information products, because the product profit margin is infinitely bigger on digital products than it is on physical products, because obviously you don't have to pay for the creation and freight and storage of digital products in the same way. Thinking strategically, thinking longer term, thinking bigger picture, these are all important things to do once you get over the basics. As I said before, I'll say it again, if you haven't done the basics yet, don't try and do the clever stuff, and don't especially spend your life, and I did this, so I'll really tell you straight here, don't spend a lot of time worrying about clever big picture strategies if you haven't done a thing yet of the basics. If that's the case, guys, please go back to episode 3, amazingfba.com/3, and listen through the 10 steps. It won't take you very long. Read the show notes, are about 30 minute episodes each, maybe in some cases 40, in some cases 20, whatever was needed. Read the show notes and get the basics down and take some action and get some stuff to Amazon. Don't be fussing about this yet. If you haven't got any product live on Amazon, or if you haven't got it about to become live, it's premature to worry about this, right? But if you are in the process and you have got time and you're still waiting for your products to be sent, this is the perfect time to be setting this up before you have a single customer. And that's absolutely fantastic because you'll benefit from day one. I suppose if I had set this up on day one, I'd guesstimate that I'd have maybe 100, 150, 200 people on the list. Now, I've used the list very sparingly so far, and I think I have not kept in touch with them enough. You can bug people too much and they will unsubscribe. I've had absolutely no unsubscribes, which means probably I haven't been pushing it hard enough. So I would suggest you probably want to be in contact with them, create quite a long follow-up email sequence list. What I tend to do when I have a product to promote, you know, relaunch or launch a new product, is to go back and use a broadcast, which is different from an automated follow-up sequence. You can basically just send an email to everyone on your list and say, hi guys, I'm about to you know, launch a new product and we'll be getting in touch with you very soon to give you a discount code, right? So that's the sort of teaser, and then I go back to them and say, right, here it is. And then from that, I've had quite sort of lowish response rates, really. My own list is not as responsive as a tracker or someone like that. And that's probably because they're in touch with them frequently, offering them value all the time, and I'm not. So going forward, I need to be in touch and I need to think of ways to offer them value. So remember, the money's in the list is this traditional saying, and it's kind of true, but really speaking, the money's in your relationship with your list. So I certainly need to work on improving that. But again, these things are automated, so you do it once and it works for you multiple times. So I have not really spent any time working on my product warranty thing since I've got the inserts done, which every time I get a new product, I have to get done. But now the Chinese supplier has got the details of the insert, I can just get them stuck in each and every time I get new products done. So that will speed up everything more easily. I've just remembered that I've ordered a load of products and haven't had a load of printing done for that. So I'm going to have to deal with that myself. Oops. So it's still a very imperfect process. I'm still sort of iterating and working out the way to do it. But I mean, the best thing by far is to plan a little bit ahead. And especially when you've got inserts to be printed, my number one tip is get it done in China rather than the States. Is pretty much a piece of cake as well. You just need to be more organized a few weeks in advance, which I often fall back on, or fail on rather, partly because I'm spending time on the podcast here, which I'm loving doing, but I need to be a bit careful. I think going forward, I might knock it back to one episode a week once I've started dealing with some of the very popular and urgent requests for episodes, but I thought I'd get this one done. I'm doing it on my trusty MacBook Pro, and I haven't got my USB mic with me today, so I hope that the sound quality is acceptable. But I guess, hey, it's about the content. You know, if you want absolute radio quality, then you know, you might have to wait a bit longer, but I just thought, let's get it out there. People are saying, hurry up. One person actually literally said, hurry up, in the Facebook group. So if that's you, here it is. And I hope it's useful to you. As ever, come back to me and let me know what is useful to you and things you'd like changed, or other episodes, other topic areas that you really need to be dealt with at the blog, amazingfba.com/ask. And please leave a voicemail there. If you leave a voicemail, I'll deal with it on the podcast. And Also come to the Facebook group, amazingfba.com/FB. Don't forget to leave us an iTunes review if you're struggling with that. Then go to amazingfba.com and look for how to leave an iTunes review. I'll create a page for that. Give me a couple more days because I need to run my own business and then I will need to figure out how that works with iTunes. It seems to be a little bit counterintuitive, but I'll get it. So have faith. If you've been trying to leave a review, then give me a couple of days and check that maybe on, you know, Thursday, the 15th of October, if you're not listening to this live when it was first made on Tuesday, the 13th of October. So guys, good luck with your businesses. Go and implement. This is a very, very directly implementable tactic that you can just get on with straight away, or if not, go to fiverr.com and get some prices. I'd be very interested to hear how much people are charging for it and how long it takes them, how complex a business they think it is. So come back and give me some feedback on that. amazingfba.com/17. That will give you the show notes for this podcast. Leave a comment there. Other than that, guys, go on, take action. Remember, the more you learn, the more you earn, but that's only true if you take action on that which you learn. So then you need to reflect on reality and keep going. So learn, try it out, reflect, analyze, and then go again. Just one final note on that. Remember, winners analyze, losers criticize. So when you look back on things, if they haven't gone the way you were expecting or hoping, then analyze why that is and see if it's worth trying again or if you should just jettison that action, that person, that software, that whatever it is, that product. Equally, if things go much better than you were expecting, analyze as well. Don't just go, oh, wow, I'm a genius, weren't you? Maybe you were lucky. Maybe there were things you were doing that were repeatable, in which case you want to find what those are. So winners analyze, losers criticize. Remember that one, guys. And other than that, learn, take action, analyze, repeat. And good luck with your businesses. See you in the next podcast.